With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump tells a rally in Asheville, North Carolina, that the country could not stand another 4 years of what he calls an incompetent socialist lunatic in power. Mr. Trump blasting Vice President Harris, as well as President Biden, over the economy and illegal immigration. Gaza ceasefire talks resume in Doha, but without one key participant. The BBC's Jenny Hill is in Tel Aviv.
It's widely thought that a ceasefire and hostage deal could stop the war in Gaza from spiraling into a much wider regional conflict. We've seen a lot of urgent diplomacy in the last few days. We understand that the director of the CIA, William Burns, will be attending the talks. Israel is sending a high-level delegation. Hamas has said it will not participate in the talks. They are protesting, they say, at what they claim is Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister's addition of new conditions to existing proposals. He's denied that.
And the two sides divided over the details of a hostage-prisoner exchange. Also at SRNnews.com, a top Federal Reserve official warns the central bank not to miss the boat on an interest rate cut, saying that a cut is warranted before the job market deteriorates further.
Austin Goolsbee, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, tells the AP failure to do so means the Fed would risk moving too late and potentially imperil the economy. Goolsbee says because the Fed's rate decisions typically affect the economy only after an extended time lag, it must avoid waiting too long before reducing rates. With inflation steadily easing, the Fed is widely expected to start cutting its benchmark rate next month from a 23-year high.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 113 points. NASDAQ futures 58 points higher. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is being sued.
This time it has nothing to do with abortion, however. A young woman who lived as a man for a few years and is now detransitioned is suing Planned Parenthood for giving her testosterone and helping her obtain a double mastectomy while she was a teenager. While Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business, it has lately become heavily involved in the transgender business, providing drugs and surgeries to young people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that UCLA cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes in other parts of the campus. The preliminary injunction marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against the university over the demonstrations against Israel on college campuses. UCLA argued that it has no legal responsibility over the issue because protesters, not the university, blocked Jewish students' access to school. The judge says the school must provide access to buildings on campus to all students. SRN News. New report shows that Vice President Harris was mocked online for requiring campus rallygoers to present a government-issued ID upon entry, despite the Democratic presidential nominee opposing voter ID laws.
Ahead of Harris's rally alongside vice presidential running mate Governor Tim Walz in Arizona on Friday, her campaign sent out an email advising that only confirmed RSVPs would be admitted. This email said that those on the RSVP list must present a matching government-issued photo ID in order to be admitted to the venue. While on the campaign trail as President Joe Biden's running mate, Harris maligned, quote, suppressive voter ID laws, racial gerrymandering, voter roll purges, precinct closures, and reduced early voting days, contending that those measures had been, quote, laser-targeted toward communities of color. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Walmart reporting another quarter of strong results. Shoppers drawn to its lower prices. More details, SRNnews.com.